Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Follow Sports Radio 610 on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Today on In the Loop, episode 53, you're going to be giving away tickets to the Stone Temple Pilots at 11. Tickets to the Sports Radio 610 suite next week at noon. And at 1 o'clock, tickets to the Fantasy Football Forum with Lisa Ann.
I tried to get Scott Weiland on the show today to talk about this show, to talk about the concert coming up. But apparently his publicist said he's not available.
Really?
So, and was almost seemed like he was offended that I would ask. So, I don't know. Well, we're still efforting.
I thought Weiland was a pretty good dude.
We're still efforting to get Scott Weiland on the show. If something does break during the course of the program today, you guys will be the first to know. As a matter of fact, the radio, don't be surprised if the radio.com app sends out an alert to everybody. Scott Weiland coming up on In the Loop. So, we're shooting for that in the 1 o'clock hour.
All right.
But
All right.
Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. So, anyway, Lopez, your biggest takeaways from last night. Brandon Whedon. I don't know if we've got a quarterback controversy or not. I mean, I started, you know, that was I was debating on that being one of my hot takes from last night. You know, are we sure that Deshaun Watson's the answer at quarterback after what I saw from Brandon Whedon last night?
Can Brandon Whedon show enough to take the starting quarterback position away from Deshaun Watson? I mean, it might happen, guys. I want to see the weed man.
Not like the herb.
Brandon f***ing Whedon.
Okay.
Shout out to the _ Reliant, a.k.a. Texans Bill on Twitter.
Yeah.
Was that like, did he call in with that take last night?
Or? No, that's a video.
Oh, that's a video?
You got to follow the _ Reliant. He is
actually
hilarious.
Based on that, I will not follow.
Oh, that's disrespect. That's very. That
like had you just told me sight unseen, I would have.
That sounds almost like, I thought that was like a World Star video there for a second,
exactly.
the way that was going. So we'll get to Brandon Whedon here in just a second. We'll go ahead and run down. You had six that jumped off the page.
I added
to
a
you
seven.
Last night. You added a seven, so we'll do that one for a.
All right,
for a
bonus. And we're going to do some for you. Your biggest takeaways.
Can we get some Cholo John Lopez music here for his J-Lo takeaways?
Yeah, I think that's racist, night? But I don't mind it.
Well, you said there's two Lopezes. There's Cholo John Lopez in San Antonio.
True. Yeah,
and then there's
when I talk to them.
Suburban, you know.
Suburban.
Assimilated.
Hanging out with the white folk, Lopez.
Wannabe white privilege, John Lopez. Right.
Not
here.
Really wannabe, right, but kind of injected myself in there. Yeah. So we do this. I have takeaways. I came up with seven. You have takeaways. You came up with nine. I believe. And Landry has takeways that he's keeping secret from
that's
us.
It. He's going to piece those out throughout the course of the program.
We'll get to his later. All right, takeaway number one. I don't know if you – just conversations with you. I don't know if you guys completely agree.
I don't. I do like the way you worded it, though.
The offensive line more than acquitted itself.
Yeah, well – Maybe in a O.J. Simpson type world, but I'm going to say no, they didn't.
And here's why I said yes before you give me the counterpoint, and I don't know where Landry stands on this, but I was basing everything on really pass protection, because the running game with Lamar Miller, they had a good run to the left side of the line. I wasn't impressed with the right side of the line, and I know later in the game, the center, Nick Martin, which I think you guys are going to have a take on that, got blown up a couple
blasted.
Of times. But I was basing everything on just pass protection. Tragos Amargos. I love this song.
There we go.
So I thought it had acquitted itself. Fine. Pass pro was fine.
I will give you credit on this. The pass protection was better than I expected. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember seeing anybody really in Brandon Whedon's face last night. I didn't remember seeing him on the run at all. I mean, he had time to make throws. He had time to step into his throws, all the room to do it. Mm-hmm. And we all know about the arm of Brandon Whedon. We'll get to that in a second. The offensive line, though, aside from that, and listen, we know they're going to run the ball. I guess you put it like this. When you say they more than acquitted themselves, I didn't walk away. You know, we did our think. I fear yesterday, and I said my biggest concern was I felt like the Texans' offensive line was going to look bad last night. They didn't look bad last night. They didn't look great.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, we know that this is a work in progress. We know that this is week one for this Houston Texans line. But I will say this. Kelly Mette looked like a pig on skates, to borrow a term from our boy Teddy J. He was all over the place last night. He got blown up a couple times, slipped on another play on a big third and one as well.
Right.
I wasn't impressed with him. Nick Martin, and I know Landry, and I'm not going to steal your take, but I know you've got some thoughts on Nick Martin, which I agree wholeheartedly on. Mike Meltzer brought it up with Wade Smith this morning. I think he's a question mark, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we talked about position battles.
Yeah.
I think we have a new one on that offensive line with Greg Mance and Nick Martin.
We'll get to that. All right, Lopez, takeaway number two, Jordan football, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, Jordan Akins looked good last
Jordan
night.
Akins, I tweeted this after his second touchdown. He got open. I rewound. And, I mean, he had ran a good route as far as I could tell from where I was sitting anyway. Got open, you know, high-pointed the ball, as they like to say in the coaching circles,
yeah,
and brought it down. I tweeted he was on pace for 11 billion touchdowns when he caught that second one.
He's going to be drafted in fantasy leagues now in Houston. I mean, that's going to be the biggest overreaction. It's overreaction Monday by default because normally they play on a Sunday. He's going to be drafted on some fantasy teams here in Houston.
But, I mean, it was impressive. He was.
He looked great. I mean, he looked awesome. I mean, how much better can you look?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this real quick before we go on. Will he be? How soon before he starts over Ryan Griffin?
I think he will start with Ryan Griffin when they start two tights.
Which he did last night.
Because I think Ryan Griffin, the one thing he has that we've actually seen is he has a little bit of chemistry with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Akins did catch his touchdowns from Whedon. But in the history of the Texans franchise, Andre Johnson hadn't done it. DeAndre Hopkins hadn't done it. Owen Daniels didn't do it. Jordan Akins, the first Texan in franchise history to have two receiving touchdowns in a preseason game.
All right. Number three, Lopez takeaway. Brandon Whedon has made millions off of preseasons, and he's going to do it again. He's a preseason hero, man. You know, a lot of people are really talking. I know you guys, I don't know if you were kidding. Maybe you were serious about Texan Bill, you know, about who the starting quarterback was going to be. But this is what he does. This is why he's been in the league. He's not that good.
Obviously, he was kidding.
I know.
No,
he's not that good. I mean, you're not going to go to the playoffs with Brandon Whedon. You know this, Landry, from when you were working in Dallas, he was in Dallas. But in preseason, he does everything the coaches ask.
He's the best. Sorry, Fred.
Go ahead.
He's the best practice player I've ever watched.
Yeah.
I mean, he is made for practice situations.
See, here's where I'll slightly disagree with both of you. Brandon Whedon is the perfect example of a Bill O'Brien quarterback. Because I promise you, God forbid something happened to to Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien could get Brandon Whedon to make this team 9-7. He could get a 9-7 record
maybe,
out of this team.
Maybe,
all right.
Yeah.
Based on what this team is able to do, he could get 9-7 out of. But it's he's
but,
he's
in, but he's not going to be a winner.
No. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's in the same vein as the Brian Hoyers, the Ryan Fitzpatricks.
Right.
He's just another one of those type of guys. He can make some throws, he'll win you some games, he's going to lose you close games, but he can get you 9-7 and get you bounced out in the first
round.
My
big takeaway number four, Alfred Blue has pictures of someone. We talked about this a little bit, so we won't have to spend a lot of time, but you need 3 yards, he'll get you three. You need nine, he'll get you three.
I think it's a fact that, A, they got a dearth of running backs right now, and so he knows the system, so he gets it, so familiarity is helpful, and he's good on special teams. That's why he's still on this roster. That's the best I can use.
And I wrote La Papa, but that was incorrect. I used the wrong gender, the wrong whatever that is. It's El Papa.
Whatever that is.
El Papa.
How are we supposed to know?
the pronoun?
How the hell are we supposed to know?
Tremaine Pope. He's going to have a major role on this team. He really is. I don't know what that is.
Provided
I don't know how many yards
healthy.
That means. I don't know. It's 300, you know, rushing, 600 rushing. I don't know what it is. Return yards, but he's going to have a major role on this team.
Well, won't he be a third down back?
Something like that.
You know, he's going to be a third down back, but I think you're right. I do agree. I think he's going to have some chances to make some plays for this team up until Deontay Foreman shows back up.
Right. All right, number six, Zach Cunningham. This is for you, Freddie. Currently leads the team in tackles. You know who doesn't?
Bernard McKinney.
Right.
Zero tackles from
McKinney. Zero tackles
from
McKinney.
Of course, he
McKinney.
Did not play last night.
Well,
but,
I mean, that's one important detail.
Doesn't matter. You got to be on the field.
Yeah, but Zach Cunningham is leading the team in tackles.
Can I get
good.
A Cole shout-out?
A what?
Dylan Cole just getting
Dylan
in there
Cole,
making
yeah.
plays.
Oh, yeah.
He got loved up by your boy Spencer Tillman last night.
Yeah, don't associate that. Yeah,
he
that's
got
different
loved
love.
Up
did he call
a
him,
lot
him,
last night. I think he called him the next Dick Butkus.
I think
I heard Singletary.
I think he put him up there with, like, Gandhi and MLK.
That was the next drive. That was the next drive. That his off-the-field stuff. So, literally, he might be the greatest human being of all time.
And my last takeaway, I gotta go to Tyler Irvin here, man.
Oh, no.
I mentioned to you guys.
No. You sure you want to do this to that young man?
Well, I mean, it's what I Think.
It's what you do.
And, I mean, it's what I do.
I mean, listen, he's already backtracked on our boy Kevin Johnson calling him a whole lot of stuff.
Okay, let me put it this way.
This, though, I think you're 100% right on.
I'll put it this way. I could be wrong.
But we doubt it.
But, and I said yesterday, Tyler Irvin sometimes looks like he goes down depending on how strong the wind is blowing. I finally figured out my opinion on this. Tyler Irvin is the kid that we all know from middle school or high school.
Yeah.
Tyler Irvin is the kid whose dad made him play football, but he really doesn't want
any part of it.
He goes down so easy. And you had a good point, Landry. When he goes down, it looks like somebody's decapitating him on every hit.
Oh, I'm looking for the card every time he gets hit. Like it just looks painful to me. Like that poor guy. I mean, they might just need to put him out of his misery. And then all of a sudden, he gets one 10-yard run, and God forbid, Spencer Tillman comes on and compares his running style against third-string Jamokes to Eric Dickerson and Adrian Peterson.
On the same run.
All in one fell swoop.
And it's a basic run. He didn't even cut or anything. No, he literally just ran. Boom.
But you remember that kid? Remember that kid that was a really good athlete, but his dad made him play football?
Yes.
And he wanted to be a skateboarder? You know, that's Tyler Irvin.
Well, and for a guy that they, I mean, and let's be honest, they drafted him to be a return specialist because allegedly he's supposed to be dynamic. I've yet to see anything dynamic from him in three seasons. The Tyler Irvin experiment is just about to draw to a close, and I wouldn't be surprised if they cut him before the 90-day, the 90-guy.
Well, maybe unless they're doing him a solid, maybe go.
I would. I mean, what's he going to do for this team?
Maybe just give him an audition, the final preseason game, and let him try to showcase himself.
Yeah, that's
I say you go ahead and cut him now and let another team pick him up. I mean, he's not going to make this team. You have other guys on this roster that you need to see what they can do returning punts and kicks, because it sure as hell ain't going to be Tyler Irvin.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot more flexibility on this roster now that we've seen that Steven Anderson isn't going to make the team and that we've seen what Pope can do, because they're probably going to keep four running backs. They're going to keep Blue. They're going to keep Foreman. They're going to keep Miller. And they're going to keep Pope. I think that I don't even know if they're going to keep four tight ends anymore, but at wide receiver, I could see six guys making this team, because someone else who had a good showing yesterday that we haven't even mentioned, Sammy Coates drew two flags.
Sammy Coates did.
He drew two flags yesterday, and he had a nice catch.
On a scoring drive.
Yes. And so Sammy Coates is a guy that we kind of wondered if it was between him and Kiki. I think Sammy Coates can make this team, especially for if no other reason, he lines up on the outside, and Will Fuller hadn't been able to stay on the field.
I like his thickness.
He's a thick receiver. Dude. Yeah. Like Sammy Coates, he is that kind. I mean, I'll tell you what, he's a good. The one thing I like about him, and you saw it last night with Brandon Weeden, is he's going to box dudes out. Right, like he's good on those third and shorts, you know, over the middle position. I mean, he's basically right now a big possession receiver that they just don't have, and you can't have enough about a guy who he's got some speed. You know that he's a veteran. This is what his third, fourth season in the league. He's got something to play for. Sammy Coates definitely looked good last night in limited playing time.
And also Braxton Miller. We make fun of him a lot, but the thing about Braxton is, number one, he had a kickoff return where he only got to the 22, but he showed that he had a little bit of oomph there. He also caught the punts, which is basically what Tyler Irvin does.
Yeah.
And the one thing I was impressed of from Braxton, and it might be a small thing, but he made a catch, and then he went to the sidelines, hobbled, and it looked like this is the same old Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
As soon as he makes a play, came right back in the next play. So maybe he's getting a little bit tougher. I think Braxton Miller has a chance to take Tyler Irvin's spot as the punt returner / kick returner.
Could.
Well, that's not saying a whole lot, but
really.
I guess somebody's got to do something. So I think when we see it next Saturday, when San Francisco comes to town, I think you're going to see a little bit varied, recipients there.
We're going to see more of the headliners. We'll probably see JJ for a little bit in that one.
Maybe a series.
Certainly Hopkins.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. So again, the two guys that if you're sitting there questioning, man, I'll tell you what, maybe I got to rethink where I'm at in life. It certainly would be Tyler Irvin and Steven Anderson after last night's dare I say. Lackluster performance. That's John Lopez. That's Landry Locker. Don't forget about our boy Figgy Fig on watchintheloop.com. That's watchintheloop.com.
Figgy Fig's got to feel pretty good about himself.
Figgy Fig is feeling pretty good about things after what he saw last night from his Cleveland Browns. Of course, he went 4-0 last year in the preseason, so let's not start getting all excited just yet. But when we come back, a little something we like to call Localize It. The beef, is it real between Cam Newton and his former receiver, Kelvin Benjamin? Bill Belichick just being Bill Belichick weird, and Roberto Osuna and the look that nobody ever wants to receive from the Astros' brand new closer. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. It's In the Loop on a Friday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.